Where did Basil come from? And for me, just as importantly, where did the Major come from? Because I love the Major.
Ah, oh, how nice. He was our favourite character. Connie and I loved the Major best. And I think there was a little, tiny little bit of my dad in the Major. My dad was a very gentle man. And so we added a sort of vagueness and the fact that he got a little bit confused about things and never quite knew what was going on. But he was great fun to write. Basil himself was based on the guy who owned this real hotel in Torquay. It was called Glen Eagles, and the pythons stayed there, I think, 1971. And most of the pythons moved out after 24 hours because he was so gloriously rude. I mean, so gratuitously rude. It was hilarious. And his name was Donald Sinclair. And by the time we actually came to do the television show, he'd already moved. And many years later, I mentioned about the hotel, and the Daily Mail tracked the poor man down to his retirement home in Miami. And he wouldn't speak to them, but they showed a couple of episodes of Fawlty Towers to his daughter, who'd never seen the series. And at the end, she just turned to the journalist and said, "That's Dad."
Now, John, one thing, apart from the Monty Python stuff and Fawlty Towers, you're in a film called Clockwise, which is a brilliant film.
Loved it, and of course it was all shot round here.
Well, I'm from Hull originally.
Oh, yeah?
So it features Hull train station, doesn't
You're absolutely right. This is probably the most beautiful train station in England.
Well, it's been knocked down now, hasn't it?
Oh, no, are you serious?
Seriously, yeah.
God, I thought the Luftwaffe would have done that, but not the British government. Oh, what a shame. Yeah, we shot the all the train stuff there, and then we came and we shot at, is it King Edward the Sixth School? Is that what it's called?
That's right, yeah.
We shot there, and then we shot in West Bromwich at one point, and then we went out to some wonderful monastery. And I can't remember where that was now. Near Shrewsbury, I think it was. Right. But most of it was shot in the Midlands.
Now, for some of our younger audience listening right now, of course, you were Q in James Bond.
That's right, for two of those.
Yeah.
With Pierce, yeah.
Harry Potter films, you might have been known for that?
I was in a couple very, very briefly, Nearly Headless Nick. And then they decided that Nearly Headless Nick was a peripheral character.
And, of course, Shrek as well.
Shrek was great. I did three of them, and they were lovely people. They knew exactly what they were doing. And the great thing about recording a voice for animation is it's hard to screw it up. And I tell you why. You do so many takes because it's not expensive. You're just sitting in a sound studio. It's not as though you're on a film set with 80 people being employed on the crew. You know, you're just in a sound studio. And the Shrek people know what they want. And then when they've got masses of recordings and you've done all the variations and inflections that they've asked for, then they say to you, "Do you have any ideas?" And they're very open to them, so then you do anything that you've thought of, and at the end you've done so many takes it's impossible for them really to choose a bad one, so you're absolutely safe, so there's no stress to it. And the lovely thing is you only start at 10 o'clock instead of at 6:30 as on movies. You don't have to shave and you don't have to learn the lines because they're on a card in front of you.
Do you ever meet any of the other stars that were featured in
Shrek? Only Julie Andrews. You normally record separately. But on one occasion, they wanted some shots of the King and Queen together, so Julie Andrews came in. I'd met her once or twice before, and we recorded together, and they shot that for a couple of hours for the electronic press kit, as they call it.
Well, John, thank you very much for taking the time out to speak to us this morning.
Good, thank you. It's been fun.
You're back at the Hippodrome tonight, and tickets are still available for that, and it'd be, you know, amazing for people to come and see you.
That's right.
John Cleese, everybody. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks. Nice talking to you, Foxy.
All the best.
Juliana, good luck.